This is an All Ears English episode 34, Meeting Monday, New Year's English Reverse Resolutions.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, you'll learn how to put a unique spin on your New Year's resolution by asking three key questions.
All right, so hey, Gabby, how are you doing today?
Great. How are you, Lindsay?
Oh, I'm feeling really good. And the reason is that this podcast really seems to be taking off.
Yeah.
So since we launched around mid-November, we've actually had around 100,000 downloads.
What?
Yeah, that's 100,000 downloads. Can
that's
you believe
amazing.
It?
Amazing.
So we just want to say thank you to you guys, to our listeners. We really were here to add value to your lives and to help you feel more confident with your English. So thanks for coming along for the ride.
Yeah, thank you all.
And we also want to ask you to please go ahead and help us out by leaving us a review in iTunes or Stitcher Radio. Mm-hmm. This is really going to help us to be able to continue to give you the best podcast that we possibly can. So please go straight to iTunes if you can and leave us a review. Let us know how you feel about this podcast.
Yeah, you can also go to allearsenglish.com/how. Two, and we've described actually in a video how to leave a review because it is a little tricky.
All right, great. So let's get down to business. So today
yeah.
we're talking about how you can use, how you can take a look at the year that's just gone by, 2013, and think about how you accomplished your goals or whether or not you accomplished your goals. Do you want to say a little bit more about that, Gabby?
Yeah, I do. But first, I mean, everyone's talking about New Year's resolutions and they're looking ahead to the new year and making goals or resolutions. And a lot of people talk about, like, I want to get fit, I want to go on a diet, I want to
stop biting your nails,
yeah.
for example.
Yeah. There's so many, like, typical resolutions. But I wanted to take a unique look at the idea of the New Year's resolution. And I want to talk today about what I call a reverse resolution.
Cool. That sounds really cool. What does that mean?
So the idea is to go back, to reverse your thinking, actually look back at 2013 and see what you did, what you wanted to do, and what you did, and what worked and what didn't work. So specifically for your English language learning, take a look at what you wanted to do this year, and were you able to accomplish that? You know, what worked? Did listening to this podcast work for you, for example? Or were there other things? Maybe you took a class or did some other kind of language study. There's a million different things you could have done. Did it work for you? How did it go?
Yeah. As they say, I think I heard a quote somewhere. I don't know who said this, but the definition of insanity is continuing to do something that doesn't work and expecting different results.
That is awesome.
So if something's not working, that's why we're going through when we're doing this reverse resolution. We want to see what's not working so that we can make those changes for next year, right?
Right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I like to think of it as an annual review for yourself. You know, sometimes, well, usually if you have a job in the U.S., we have an annual review where your supervisor will tell you what's working and what's not working for you as an employee.
Mm-hmm.
I just had mine a few weeks ago, actually.
How did that go?
Yeah. Oh, it was good. It was great. But this is like a personal annual review where you get to measure your success from the past year.
Okay. So we look at what didn't work, what worked, and what was the third thing?
What worked, what didn't work, maybe what your goals were and if you were able to achieve them in the past year. And, you know, if you didn't actually set any specific goals, that's okay, but maybe that's an indicator that you want to set goals mm-hmm. for the new year. So I really think that this reverse resolution is the first step And then you might want to go forward and make like a New Year's resolution for 2014. But you really have to look back and measure how far you've come in order to move forward.
Yeah, and I would also say that one thing you might want to do this with a partner. Or for example, if you have an English tutor, you might want to do this with your English tutor, because it's hard to see your own improvement sometimes, right? Sometimes it's hard to step outside and look at yourself from the outside.
Yeah.
And we also sometimes have a hard time giving ourselves credit for things that we've done well.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe ask a partner to sit down with you and do parts of this together. Do you think that could work?
Absolutely. Mm. And if you have a tutor, if they don't already give you a kind of evaluation of your progress, ask them for it.
Definitely.
Especially if you're trying to work on your accent. Mm-hmm. Ask them for an evaluation of your accent.
That's a good idea.
How far you've come.
Sure. Definitely.
Okay, see your progress. So one tool that I've found really helpful is kind of a spreadsheet to actually document your past year, your self-annual review in writing. And I found a pre-made spreadsheet on Chris Guillebeau's website. This was a blog post that he wrote on December 15th, 2008, but it's still really helpful. You can just Google Chris Guillebeau. I think it's called The
Art of Nonconformity is the name of his blog.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really successful internet entrepreneur and a world traveler, and it's interesting to listen to his advice because he really knows what he's doing with how to be successful. And the name of the post is
How to Conduct Your Own Annual Review.
Cool.
Yeah, so check that out. And we just encourage you to specifically look at how your English has come along during this past year and how to move forward in the new year.
All right, so good luck putting together your reverse resolution, guys. And thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Lindsay, so I've heard some of your students have been using the premium transcripts for this podcast. Tell me about that.
Yeah, you know, this podcast is fantastic if you want to have some fun and you want to learn a little bit, you want to get a little bit of motivation for your English. But, you know, my students are actually really, really serious about improving, and I'm excited about that. That's why I'm working with them. And so for them, the way for them to actually really improve is to use the premium transcripts. So we've been using those in class together. And they've been able to learn a ton.
Yeah, actually, my students too, they read the transcripts. You can read them out loud. You can do some shadowing with the transcripts as well. You can look up vocabulary. You can do a lot of things. I don't want to go on and on, but the premium transcripts are super helpful. And we want to encourage those of you who are serious about improving your English this new year to try them out. You can find them at allearsenglish.com/conversations.
All right, so please check it out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.